A reading from Paul's letter to the Galatians. Sisters and brothers, Scripture confined all things under the power of sin, that through faith in Jesus Christ the promise might be given to those who believe. Before faith came, we were held in custody under law, confined for the faith that was to be revealed. Consequently, the law was our disciplinarian for Christ, that we might be justified by faith. But now that faith has come. We are no longer under a disciplinarian. For through faith you are all children of God in Christ Jesus. For all of you who were baptized into Christ Jesus have been clothed in Christ. There is neither Jew nor Greek. There is neither slave nor free person. There is neither male or female. For you are all one in Christ Jesus. And if you belong to Christ, then you are Abraham's descendants, heirs according to the promise. The word of the Lord. Current research tells us that in our overly individualistic culture, people are searching for two things, a sense of meaning and a sense of belonging. Does that connect with your experience or the experience of people you know in your life? You know, those questions like, who am I? What is my life about anyway? Where do I really belong? Sometimes we can be so sure, I know in my own life, of who I am in God and with God, what my sense of meaning and mission is. But there are sometimes times in our life that that kind of surety gets turned upside down. I can remember my mom, after my dad died, I called her one night. And my parents were married for over 64 years. And she said, you know, Terry, I'm looking around this house. And she said, it doesn't look like my home anymore. I don't feel like I belong here anymore. Paul, in his letter to the Galatians, reminds us that as baptized Christians, we always belong to the family of God. We belong in Christ Jesus. We as a people of faith find our meaning as in a life lived immersed in Christ, clothed in that life of love, of compassion, of justice. That we as a people of faith belong to Christ. We are part of God's family, not because of our last name, our education, our status, the color of our skin, our ethnic group, but because of our faith in the living God as revealed in Jesus Christ, that no matter what happens in our life, the separation of death, divorce, the breaking of any kind of relationship, the loss of our job, the instability of the financial market, we stand together as the body of Christ because of our one faith in Christ Jesus. All are included. All are welcome into this body. All are welcome to be members of the body of Christ. The choice is ours. It's not an easy choice to put on Christ. It is to make an unwavering commitment to God and to God's rule over our lives. To be people who are always looking beyond distinctions, beyond people's role or what their social status is, and seeing all with the eyes of God, all with the eyes of faith. For there is neither Jew nor Greek, there is neither slave nor free person, there is not male and female, for all are one in Christ Jesus. I love that verse. You are all one in Christ Jesus. In a world, in a church, in a society, in our situation right now politically in the United States, that we live in such a polarized time. You're either liberal or conservative. You're either this way or that way. We put people in boxes. These are the people we like. These are the people we don't. A lot of infighting. And this verse tells us that no matter where we stand, whatever perspective we have, that we are one in Christ Jesus. That is through the Christ of faith that breaks down all these human-made distinctions. And Christ calls us to that oneness, to come home to God, to find our home in the body of Christ. The church is the body. Christ is the head, in which the only permissible distinctions are those of role and function, like the distinction between the hand and the foot. The good news is, as people of faith, we find our meaning in putting on Christ Jesus, in living Christ's life of compassion, love, and forgiveness. We find our sense of belonging, our sense of being home in the body of Christ. A body that is not only inclusive of all, but needs all.